budget together to entertain Senate Bill 5625, continuing resolution. Staff.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have before you the dash one amendments to 5625, which provides continuing expenditure authority for state agencies without adopted budgets for the 05-07 biennium to continue operations as at the same level that they had in the last quarter of the current biennium through July 31st of 05. And as you know, at this point in time, there are no agencies with adopted budgets for the 05-07 biennium. So this applies basically to every agency, state agency. There's a couple of things that I think you should know. The amount that is authorized to be spent under a continuing resolution counts towards the agency's 05-07 budget. The exact amounts to be authorized are set by the Department of Administrative Services through a rule, administrative rule, and I think that's section four of the bill, I believe.
Right.
Or section two. The amounts can be adjusted to reflect pending legislation, and that means a bill that's at least passed out of a budget committee in some fashion. And finally, no decision in the continuing resolution binds the assembly in determining budgets for the 05-07 biennium.
Questions for LFO?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Bates.
Continuing resolution, hopefully we won't see any more. This lead to any problems with contract with employees that have been signed that would go into the next biennium as far as COLAs or other changes? Has this really solved? I guess this has really solved the problem of not having those budgets in place. Are we going to run into problems if we continue to have resolutions of this nature, or does this take care of at least till July 31st?
Mr. Chair, Senator Bates, this takes care of those issues through July 31st. If it becomes apparent that there won't be a budget solution by July 31st, then we would have to extend this bill by repealing that date and putting in another date, August, for example.
Mr. Chair, I understand that what I'm asking is, are we going to run into problems by not, this continuing resolution, will that really solve this issue of not having the budgets out? Or are we going to start running into problems somewhere on the line that we do need to make changes in budgets in order to balance the budget? Are we going to run into problems, and when would you expect we would be doing so?
Mr. Chair, Senator Bates, you will run into problems in those cases where agency budgets are going to be substantially different from what they were in the last quarter. So the longer this continuing resolution goes on, there will be more actions that will need to be taken to reconcile agency budgets once they're passed for the 05-07 binding. What that date is, I'm not certain.
I would understand. I'm worried about caseload changes and things of that nature, especially in DHS, which will be ongoing as these months roll out. And it'll be harder and harder for agencies to perform their duties and have reasonable budgets as time goes by. So I appreciate what we're doing today, but we all understand that we can't continue to do this indefinitely.
That's well said. I have a question, if I may, regarding adopted budgets. That means passing both floors and signed by the governor. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
And we have none signed by the governor at this point in time. Is that correct?
We have none that have passed both chambers.
None have passed both chambers. None have been signed by the governor. So it's probably unlikely that in 2 weeks that is going to occur, because we have probably another 50-some that haven't passed the Senate floor in any form, as I recollect. So I think to keep the wheels on the car, it's important that we allow our state to move forward. This is not an unusual process. And to get to Senator Bates' question, I think we want to make sure that we can provide for the education, public safety, human service, and other needs of the people of the state of Oregon while we get into the final discussions in our budget. Senator Nelson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. The governor obviously has been consulted on board. He's going to have to sign the CME in the last go-around.
he let us go through with two continuing resolutions and finally said, that's it. Has he been consulted on this, and we know he's going to sign this and happily ever after?
I have no idea. I'm certain that he would rather not have the wheels fall off the cart at this particular juncture also.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Senator Nelson, we have been working with the Department of Administrative Services Budget and Management Division closely on this continuing resolution, so I don't think that would be an issue at this version of it.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Please, go ahead, Senator Bartley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Rocco, I think it would be helpful as well to hear some historical perspective on, while this is not an unusual practice, historical perspective on the use of the continuing resolution and what are the impacts when we extend and extend and extend. What is it that we should be mindful of?
Mr. Chair, Senator Gourley, I think extending this more than 1 month or a month and a half gets into issues about the changes that you're anticipating making in agency budgets, because agencies are going to be living with the amounts that they were provided in the eighth quarter of last biennium, or the current biennium. So if you've anticipated ramping up a program in a budget bill, for example, then that's not going to happen right away because they don't have the full authority to spend at that new level. So I think it just hampers those kinds of activities in the based on whatever, and it's a case-by-case thing. I mean, some agencies it won't affect that much. I think the magnitude of this particular one is the fact that I don't recall ever, at this point, ever not having at least one budget passed. So this is applying to a much broader range of agencies than it ever has in previous sessions. As far as doing this, in my tenure here, I think there has only been one session where we have not needed a continuing resolution. So.
Very good. Thank you.
That's helpful. Good question. Other questions? Other concerns? Chair to entertain a motion?
Mr. Chairman, state agencies without adopted budgets for the 05-07 biennium as of July 1st, 2005 need legislative authorization to continue activities as a stated level. Therefore, I'd like to move Senate Bill 5625 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I am certain that Senator Carter's motion included inserting the Dash 1 amendments into Senate Bill 5625.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none? So ordered. Very good. We're adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Wesley.